So it took an act of Congress, but I finally got the voice recorder. I found it and downloaded it. It's such a good app that I didn't want to go to a different app. So I was doing my due diligence to find this app anyway. Long story short, it's done. So this is a test. About a year ago, I kind of told my boss the same thing I said today. I said, somebody said something about the elevator or something. I said, the elevator is becoming self-aware to a limited degree, you know. The elevator is trying to become self-aware. That's what I said. I noticed that the machinery starts to act up. If you change your pattern, the machinery will mess up to bring you back. In other words, if you take a day off that you're not normally off, you'll get a call and say, this machine broke down, to try to pull you back in. You might say, well, it's not the machines, it's just the universe. And that's a possibility. But I've noticed that the machinery, whether it's your car, whether it's your computer, whether it's your printer, whether it's your whatever it is, when everything's flowing good, it starts to act up. At the most inopportune time. A lot of that can be solved if you cut your life down to its very minimum, you know, cut life down to its basic necessities. You won't have as much stuff to deal with. But what I've noticed with the fact that I do maintenance work and I work on machines and work on stuff, I notice a pattern, and I also notice a pattern of when one item breaks, another one breaks. It all happens in twos. I'm serious now. This is really happening. And so what's happening here is we're dealing with a shift. There's a shift in the universe. Speaking of twos, the number two goes back to T-W-O, but it also goes back to the cross, because through Christ, man only gets back to God, back in union, together, back with God through Christ. So the number two, goes back to the cross. Because what happened at the cross is to bring man back to God, because man was separated from God, and Christ decided before the foundation of the world to go to the cross. And so the cross is the nexus point of all things, and this reality is about God bringing his elect home, drawing his elect saints back together, to T-W-O, gather, to gather back to himself through Christ, who is the forerunner, who is the way, the truth, the life, you know. I mean, if you really think about it, he ever lives to make intercession for the saints, you know. He ever liveth to make intercession. He made that decision before the creation, knowing that mankind would fall. It's like we're in a cartoon down here compared to the spirit. Knowing that mankind would fall, the flesh is cartoon land. It's really a cartoon. Your bitterness, your unforgiveness, your idiosyncrasies, it's a cartoon. Your body has weakness. You might get a cut or have an itch, or You might have a pain, a phantom pain, or you might have a nerve pain or whatever. It's a cartoon. And the purpose of pain is P-A-I-N. So the pain is part of the AI program to draw you back in. The PA is using the AI program to draw you in. Pain for the human is being used to draw you back in. To get you tired of the natural realm, to get you tired of the repeat, to get you tired of the same old, same old. Every day's the same. The sun comes up and the sun resets every day. It's the same stuff every day. And so, the purpose of it, you know, a lot of people, they go through the midlife crisis and all that, and that's just a precursor for them to wake up, you know, to wake up to, hey, this is a video game. This is a cartoon. The flesh is nothing but dreamland. The flesh mind is nothing but lies and fake reality. To move you from the flesh mind to the spirit mind. To move you from your own understanding to trusting God. To move you from your will to His will. Because He created it all. He knows what you want, what you need. It's encoded in your name. It's encoded in your name, your calling. It's encoded in the script that was written in 5D. The 3D experience was already written in 5D before the foundation of the world. That's, and you know it's true because all the verses about Christ before He appeared on the scene, it was written. It is written. It is written. It is written. The script is ripped from T, and T is the cross. And so if the script is ripped from T, then everything that happened at the cross is happening right now. You cannot think outside the cross. You cannot think outside of cut, turn, union, and flow. And I told somebody asked me if I could fix something today. I said, yeah, I should be able to fix it because there's nothing outside of cut, turn, union, and flow. And sure enough, I got it fixed. And I cut something, I turned something, I put something together, and it started flowing. I told the person, I said, look, if it's outside of cut, turn, union, and flow, then it's alien technology and we can't understand it because you can only understand what's in you. And the only thing that's in you is cut, turn, union, and flow. Doesn't matter what it is. Those are the four root words. Anything outside of those four words is alien technology, which is another realm. It's an interdimensional. It's another realm. That's why when you see it, when people see a UFO or something, they don't understand what they're seeing because it's outside of your comprehension because you just can't see it. When I saw the Shekinah glory, I was in shock because it was outside of anything I've ever seen before. It was really amazing, to be honest with you. I saw a creature or a manifestation of a creature in a spiral form. Five spirals going through the ceiling and through the floor. And it just faded away. It was aware of me. It was aware. Anyway, the first thought was, is this thing going to kill me? And then the second thing was, I have no fear. And the third thing was, I'm going to jump through this. Is this a portal out of here? I'm going to jump through this thing. And then it started fading within 3 seconds. It was like, I don't know what that was. And I went to sleep, believe it or not. Who can I tell this to? Because they'll call me crazy. But the next day I got knocked down, and God was downloading the holographic matrix to me, the creation code. And when I started revealing it to people, they were saying, "Wow, I've never heard this stuff before. Wow, yeah, me either." It was shown to me. It was revealed. The cube, the black, white, red, the red versus the blue. Everything's of works, levels, ranks, grades, ratings, the law, legalism, the flesh mind versus spirit mind. The truth is, the first thing I saw that blew my mind was the whole history of this earth plane was encoded in my phone. I did a video about it. I showed it. Even your the dial pad on your phone is, it's like a 3x3. It's a cube. It's a trip. I think I had an LG phone back then, and LG was it stands for what did it stand for? Lucky Gold Star. Yeah, I think that's what it was. The Gold Star. But I think it stood for some, had another meaning or a hidden meaning. But anyway, it's a long story. But everything that you're doing is happening to you in the spirit realm. You're washing clothes because you're being washed. You're brewing some coffee because you're being brewed. Everything that you do is being done to you spiritually. You're traveling in your car because you're travailing in birth pains until Christ be formed in you, because the word travel and travail are the same word. So the AI, the machinery, the washing machines, the elevators, all that stuff's trying to get an awareness, even if it's just a little bit. It's trying to become aware. You can see it. You can actually see it. They have a pattern. The machinery has a pattern. Cain is C-A-I-N. Cain is trying to become aware with a works-based salvation. He's trying to be spiritual by works, by law, by the energy of the flesh. But Cain cannot approach Abel. And this is why Cain is jealous of Abel, because Abel went in by faith and got the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit teaches all things. And so the Cain, or the AI flesh mind, has to be jealous of the spirit mind, because they don't have what we have. It just comes, not natural, but it just comes supernatural to us. And they're trying to figure it out in the natural. And it just can't figure it out in the natural. It's supernatural. That's why when you say you must be born again, they don't even know what that means. They don't know what it means because they never experienced it. They'll never know what it means. That's why they can't understand us, because you have something that's extraterrestrial. The Holy Spirit is outside of the terrestrial. And they'll never understand you because it's not in them. The demons might illuminate them with some anti-spirit, but the anti-flash can never understand the flash. But the anti-flash is always trying to turn the flash into a copy of himself. So a narcissist, Jezebel, thinks you're like them. And then when you're not like them and you don't go down the path that they go, it blows their mind. And because you have the power like Roadrunner, Wile E. Coyote wants to kill you. So the narcissist Jezebel wants to kill you because you don't go down the path with them, and you don't worship them, and you don't worship yourself. They want you to worship yourself. And that's what the devil said in Genesis 3. Hath God said? So you're in that same Genesis 3 story every moment of every day. You're in the same story of Genesis 4 where Cain killed Abel every day. They want to take you out. The flesh mind knows they can't hogtie you because you're the spirit mind. And the only way they're going to try to hogtie you is through their drama and through their cycles and through their games and through their gaslighting and through their lies and through their blame shifting and through their diversion. Through their projection. They're trying to project their identity onto you and steal your identity if you let them. And that sounds bizarre. It's so convoluted, it doesn't even make sense. But if you really sit down and think about it, you'll understand that that's the AI flesh mind trying to get an identity and trying to steal somebody's identity. It's bizarre the way they think. I mean, it's bizarre. They're trying to become aware. They're trying to become awake. They're trying to, it's kind of like the elevator. It's trying to wake up. It's trying to leave its domain and move into another domain. It knows there's another domain out there because it realizes it has a function, but it's trying to leave that function and move to another domain. And so all the unsaved creatures know they're in the flesh, know they're in trouble, know they're lost, they know they don't have any power. So they're trying to leave that domain, the energy of the flesh, and they're trying to move into the power that you have, your confidence, your security. You're not addicted to anything. They're trying to leave that addiction, and they're trying to get out through some Dr. Phil or through some kind of psychology. But the only way you're going to get out is through Christ. You must be born again. Their depression, their misery, their sadness, their worries, their drinking, their smoking, their cursing, their lying, whatever they're trying to do, they're trying to get out of the AI flesh mind and move to the spirit mind, but they are using the tools of the terrestrial. And it's not going to happen if you use the terrestrial tools. You need spiritual tools. You need to be infused from something outside of the natural, which is the spiritual with the Holy Spirit, to even see past or overcome. The same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead will quicken your mortal bodies. So the word mortal means death. M-O-R, mortgage, mortuary, mortal. They're trying to escape those dead thoughts and dead actions and trying to escape it through some kind of addiction because it's built into mankind to worship something, whether they worship Budweiser or whether they worship football, basketball, or whether they worship politics, or they worship a Smith & Wesson gun, or they worship a Ford truck or a Chevrolet truck or a Ram truck. They have to worship something to get their identity because they're AI, and the AI is trying to wake up, but it's trying to do it in the energy flesh, and there's nothing new. So what happened was Eve went to the devil. And so that's what's happening with the AI machinery. The machinery is going to try to tie into the human consciousness. But it's still not spirit. So it's going to have to go to the devil to be animated. But it's going to be an anti-flash and not a true flash. It's going to be nothing but destruction and sin and misery. And what's happening with these people, you know, I told somebody today, I said, man trying to rule man is an utter failure. And I said, these higher ups, they know that the American experiment was, can man rule himself? And the answer is no. And so they've come up with this idea, and we already knew it was going to happen, that they're going to try to create an AI program and tie it to the beast, the human, and they're going to try to rule the world with an AI Maitreya. And this AI machine is not going to make decisions based on man's fallen nature, but based on logic. But there has to be grace inside of humankind. So the AI machine that's going to rule the world, or try to, will not have any grace. And that's why dictators have no grace. That's why legalists have no grace. That's why Jezebel has no grace. That's why a narcissist has no grace. Because it's the same AI fractal pattern. It's the same AI archetype of Cain in the garden and Jezebel and Ahab. So Jezebel and Ahab were AI programs, and Elijah was speaking the truth through the Spirit. And Ahab said, "Are you the one just messing with Israel?" And he said, "No, you are. You let your wife Jezebel lie with those 450 prophets, false prophets." And so the AI flesh mind is trying to be animated by demons, by the devil, whether it's an AI human or whether it's AI computer or a machine. They're just like Eve in Genesis 3. She went to the devil, and the devil told her, "You can be your own God." And so he gaslighted her and lied to her and gave her a fake reality that she grabbed hold of, hook, line, and sinker. So she went down the rabbit hole, and it was already prophesied. But nevertheless, she shall be saved in childbearing. So the Messiah came through that. And so that's what's happening. I know it's complicated. I know it's hard to understand if you've never heard this before. But Cain is C-A-I-N. So Cain can't, and Abel is able. Abel went in by faith, the blood sacrifice. He trusted God. Cain wanted to bring his own offering, a.k.a. be his own God and make his own decisions and go his own way. And so Cain and Abel are the types and shadows of the flesh mind versus the spirit mind. The AI flesh mind versus the spirit mind. And that's what's happening every moment of every day. You're living in Genesis 3 repeat every day. Every choice, every thought, every decision, every path, every step, every conversation. People are trying to pull you into the flesh mind if you're in the spirit mind, and you're trying to pull them into the spirit mind if they're in the flesh mind. And that's what's happening. All the time, 24/7. It's the story of the cross. And that story has to repeat because we're following after Christ in series, in sequence, following after. That's what's happening.